This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Man United disappointing against West Ham, and Big Sam called them, what do you call them, a long ball team?
Yeah, brilliant. He loved that, didn't he?
Yeah, tremendous.
Yeah.
Is that the first time you've ever laughed at a Sam Allardyce joke, Derek?
Well, yeah, I mean, look, Van Gaal wants more money in the transfer window for John Fashanu and Mick Harford. they were terrible, weren't they?
But how did they get a draw out of that?
Well, nothing was as terrible as their price to win that game. I thought they were shockingly priced for that. Turning into an absolute disaster. They can't even string one pass together now, United.
Strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
They don't seem to know what they're doing, do they?
All the stars, but no stardust. That's United too, in a nutshell. But they've got to beat Burnley, haven't they?
Mm.
I mean, you know, I tell you, the knives will really be out for Van Flatface if they don't beat Burnley. Can you back United at long odds on? That's the thing. Oh, dear, what a nightmare. 3-10. I'm going to go for United. You know what I think is? I think if United get a goal early and get a bit of, get a bit of a comfort zone, they could pace the side. So I'm going to take a chance that it's this time. I'm going to go for Man United -2 at 21-10.
Yeah. That's not a bad. It's quite a nice bet that. Yeah, because they're a different team at home to the one that they are away from home. I think they look abject away from home. They look like they haven't got a clue how to play. We've seen it so many times, but at home it's different. You know, that we've seen them put goals. I mean, this is one of my favourite bets with United, is this over 1.5 first half goals. I mean, over 1.5 first half goals in a match is 6-4, which gives you plenty of security, because even if Burnley happen to score one, which is unlikely, but then you can also go for the first half Man United over 1.5 first half Manchester United goals 11-5. I think that's a tremendous bet. You know, I did all these stats before they played Leicester, and it came off then. They scored 3 in the first half against Leicester. Obviously, they put the same bet up against Cambridge. They did the same then, didn't they? They scored over 1.5 first half goals against Newcastle. They've done it against Liverpool. They've done it time and time again this season. It's something that Ferguson had them doing over and over again when he was in charge. Did it against Hull as well. They did it against QPR when they won 4-0. Also scored 2 first half goals against West Ham. It's a tried and tested. It shouldn't be 11-5. If you really want to go brave, then you could go 15 minutes, Man United to be leading, 3-1. It's 5-4 for them to be leading at 30 minutes, but I'm happy to play that over 1.5 goals for Man United in the first half at 11-5. Don't be worried. They usually start pretty slow, actually. It didn't look like they were going to score 3 goals in the first half against Leicester, but they did. And similarly, it didn't look like they were going to score the goals against Cambridge in the first half, but they got there in the end. I just think it's a wrong price given the stats.
Yeah, if you look at just squeeze a bit out of just backing Man United, could you not do the double result on that basis? That they should be in front of half time. They probably will win the game.
Yep.
7-10.
Yeah, I like my bet better though.
Yeah, it sounded better, didn't it?
Yeah, 11. I always prefer 11-5 than 7-10.
Yeah, but it's less risk bet, isn't it?
Not given the stats.
It could be 1-0 up at half time.
Could be, but more often than not, they're not.
Yeah, but
I'm willing to risk it that they'll get the job done. They are a good attacking team at home, and I think I think Burnley are a little bit too open as well these days. I think if it was Burnley at the start of the season, that might have happened. But you know, you look at their away form, conceded 2 first half goals to Sunderland, conceded 2 first half goals to Newcastle, 2 first half goals to City, 2 first half goals to Tottenham. I could go on, but I think I've proved the point now.
Yeah. All right, you don't need to get shirty about it, God.
I'm not getting shirty.
I just want to mention Danny Ings as well, because obviously a lot of speculation about him in the transfer window. His manager said his head was turned. Well, he must have turned it back this week, because he did score at the weekend. He's 13-5 to score any time. If Burnley are going to get a goal, which is a question I know, but it's likely to be him involved, isn't it?
Yeah, true. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, if anyone wants a bet on that, then he's the obvious one to do it, isn't he?
I just wanted to mention it. Yeah,
yeah. There's no one else who you'd really look. I mean, I know Arfield's had a little purple patch, but you know, will he? I mean, again, though, you could say that someone like Scott Arfield, you know, for a long range shot, might be the best effort, 6-1 any time. But I think probably, you know, I think Man United might win it 2-0 as well, to be honest.
Hmm. Okay, so both leaning towards Man United then.
Yep.
Yeah, -2.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.